computer, and right now we're going to speak to Regina Varela of AAA Mid-Atlantic.
Hyphenating, I'm sorry.
That's all right. And we're talking a little bit about this constitutional amendment that I guess the language was finalized this week by the Maryland Secretary of State, and it deals with the Transportation Trust Fund. What is it?
Actually, it's a language that has been certified that will appear on the November ballot, which will give voters a say in how future transportation dollars are spent. It basically puts a lockbox protecting transportation funds. As we've seen in the past, many times we have seen monies diverted from the Transportation Trust Fund to either balance the budget or for other causes. And AAA Mid-Atlantic is very supportive of this constitutional amendment, which will make it much more difficult for that to happen in the future.
What's the impact of this if voters approve it?
If it is approved by voters, the constitutional protections would begin in fiscal year 2015, and essentially the governor would have to declare a fiscal emergency, and two-thirds of the entire General Assembly would have to approve that prior to any money being diverted from the Transportation Trust Fund.
Governors of both parties have raided the Transportation Trust Fund. What's been the impact on Maryland roads and Maryland drivers?
Well, we would like to see those monies, and you're absolutely right. I mean, governors over the years have raided that trust fund for a variety of reasons. We'd like to see those monies used as they are intended for transportation purposes, better roads, better bridges. And the reality is most of the monies are, you know, coming from either fuel taxes, motor vehicle fees, things like that, that motorists are the ones paying that money. So we would like to see those monies used for transportation purposes, roads, bridges, et cetera. Another part of that is while much of the money has been repaid that's been borrowed over the years by various administrations, the local monies, the highway user revenues, still go unpaid. So we're hoping that, again, this will be something that will also benefit the municipalities and smaller jurisdictions who've had monies taken from them that have not been repaid.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Regina Varela, thanks for your time today. Have